Time now for our monthly look at activities going on at the Foundation of Arts in Northeast Arkansas. And joining me here in the studio for the first time is a new face at the Foundation of Arts, the new Chief Executive Officer, Carl Hollander. Carl, thank you very much for coming in here to KASU.
Thank you, Marty. Good morning.
Well, you've only been on the job for a few months now. Tell us about your first impressions of the arts community here in Jonesboro.
It is growing at such a rapid pace, it's almost spins my head. It is just wonderful to see everything that is being done in the community. You know, I have my first acquaintance with something outside of the foundation was with Arts at 311, and the music there is great, and it just goes on and on from that point.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I mentioned that you're new to the community. Tell us about what you've been doing, the work you've done in the past in various arts organizations.
This has been a career path for me for years and years and years. I started out as an educator. My first job was teaching art history at a college out in Adrian, Michigan, Adrian College. And I learned that my forte was administration. And since that time, I have been working at everything from arts councils and art centers to art museums and now with the foundation. I mean, it's just great.
Do you have a particular passion? Do you have a passion for the visual arts or for performing arts?
I have a double passion. Actually, in college, I had a double major, both in theater and visual arts. My graduate degree is in visual arts. But theater has always been a favorite of mine.
What unique perspective do you think that you can bring to the Foundation of Arts at this time?
Well, I think the perspective is more from a national scope. Since I have worked all over the country, I have an idea of what's going on coast to coast and border to border, as it were. That, along with the fact that, as I said to the Board of Trustees when I first got here, I'm past the point of resume building. I want to make a significant difference in this community and its cultural development. And I think that really speaks to the direction that the board has me headed in and that I'm anxious to satisfy the needs of the community.
Well, Carl, you just mentioned the Board of Trustees, and joining us also here in the studio today is the chair of the Board of Trustees, a longtime active participant in many Foundation of Arts activities, Philip Jackson. Philip, join us here at KASU. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure, Marty. Thank you for having us.
You're here to talk with us a little bit about the upcoming event this Friday night at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro, the annual Foundation of Arts Follies. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Well, the Follies has been going on for a couple of years now, and it's a fundraising event that spotlights local performers in the community. The cost of admission is $5 per ticket. But the unique way that we try to raise money during this process is the audience gets the opportunity to vote on their favorite performer by putting in $1 per vote into various buckets we have in the lobby. And it's always a lot of fun. There's a lot of, you know, it's a competitive element, but everybody is there for one purpose, and that's to support the Foundation of Arts.
So you're going to have a lot of different styles of music presented on the stage that night.
Yes, absolutely. You'll have everything from music theater productions to country music, rock music, instrumentalists and vocalists. So it kind of runs the gamut. It's a lot of fun. Talent level is quite high, with the exception of my band.
Well, you mentioned this is a fundraiser for the Foundation of Arts. Where does the money that's raised at events like the Follies go to?
Well, there's a variety of things that we use our funds for. One of the most important ones we like to develop are scholarships for students in the area for folks who want to participate in our classes but may not have the means to do so. So we're going to support scholarships. We're going to support our arts education classes in general. You know, this semester alone, we're going to offer over 70 unique different classes in a variety of arts, dance, visual arts, etc. And so that turns out to be, over the course of a year, hundreds of classes that we offer. So we also have outreach programs and thanks to Carl, I think we're working very hard at expanding our outreach. But we do have educational enrichment series for the benefit of local public schools and private schools. We also have a program that works with Abilities Unlimited that's quite popular called our LEAP program, just to name a couple of things. And, of course, Carl, like I mentioned, is working on broadening our outreach programs.
Well, that's what I want to ask Carl next, is the fact that tell us a bit about the future of the Foundation of Arts. I know one of the big things that people expect around this time of the year is the announcement of the upcoming season, the shows that are going to be produced at the Forum. But I know there's a lot of other new initiatives that you have planned with the Foundation of Arts.
It's, first of all, it's going to be a very exciting season. You know, I was listening to Philip just now, and as he was telling us who was going to be on the show, all I could think of is as a child, that Ed Sullivan start to the show. We've got a great show for you tonight, folks. And we do. We've got a great season for you, too. It starts off with Sherlock Holmes, a wonderful, wonderful play. And I understand there may be even a special guest star, Chief Yates, who may help in solving that crime. But it's going to be a great season. Philip was talking about our outreach to the community, and we are trying to significantly develop that. But what we're looking at this juncture are providing services throughout the community, particularly focusing on the community centers and taking what we do there. So we are looking at, and I'll give you, for instance, bringing some of our classes to Allen Park. Using theater as a tool to help the children learn about teamwork, about responsibility, how to present themselves, how to look you in the eye and speak, which in some cases is pretty hard for a kid. So the outreach is broadening. We're partnering with some new organizations to do that. The city and its community development program, United Way, and the way they're looking at things for the future in the community. But outreach is going to be much stronger and much more of a significant part of what we do.
Any new initiatives in terms of maybe some different types of productions or different types of classes that perhaps haven't been offered in the past?
There are some new initiatives. One that I'm very excited about is that we're going to do two in the visual arts. One of those is going to be called Art House. And the purpose of both initiatives is to develop a visual arts audience within the community. We have some wonderful galleries in town, but we only have a couple. And so what we're looking at is working with a local real estate industry, both with Art House and the second, which is called Raw Space, one to help professional artists have an ability to show their work to the community, and the second for emerging artists and students to show their work. And in both cases, we would like to go into facilities, homes, and businesses that are currently on the market and present shows in those spaces, not only to develop an audience, but to help the real estate industry at the same time. So those are very exciting, and I think we will see those late in the fall starting up and taking off for us. The second thing, and this is a program that I have talked to Philip about extensively, is we're going to do a piece downtown in one of our classrooms, the drama classroom, which I refer to as the Princess Room because that's the title on the tile work as you walk in. We're going to ask single performers, single in that they're not with a band, to present during the lunch hour, actually 12:15 to 1 o'clock on Wednesdays with free admission. And for those people that work in the general area of downtown, to have a place to bring their brown bag or take out lunches and listen to some music for 45 minutes and relieve a little bit of stress and enjoy themselves before they go back to work. So there's some very fun kinds of things that are coming up for us.
Well, there's so much going on with the Foundation of Arts. If someone would like more information about the general work of the Foundation, where could they find that?
They can go to our website, www.foajonesboro.org.
Carl Hollander is the new Chief Executive Officer of the Foundation of Arts in Northeast Arkansas. He's been joined today by Philip Jackson, of the Chair of the Board of Trustees of the Foundation. Again, The Follies, always an outstanding production. It's a fundraiser for the Foundation. It's this Friday night, August the 3rd, at 7 o'clock at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro. $5 admission, and then you can vote for your favorite acts, $1 per vote. And again, all that money going to help support the Foundation of Arts.